Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Early yesterday morning, I was kind of meditating on what's required to live a long, good life. In fact, honey, I Googled how to live a long, good life. The first thing that popped up was an Amazon ad for Martha Stewart's book, Living the Good Long Life. Martha has four listings on Google. The fifth listing, though, is for WikiHelp for doing anything article with 14 steps to the long, good life. I will confess, only read the first three. First, avoid carcinogens, which include smoking and sunburn. Second, change your pattern of consumption. Third, well, this one is so absurd that I'm not even going to repeat it. By this point, I'd read enough, even though the article, it contained illustrations, some of which I found amusing, particularly number three about number two. You can think about that if you want or not. Stephen Covey wrote that we should always keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing on this call is how to live a good long life, scripturally speaking.
And that goes for doing what we really do first, and that is consult the Word of God.
Absolutely.
On how to live a good long life, if we really want to live a good long life.
Well, honey, as you know, my journey through Google began as a result of my reading Proverbs 10:27.
Oh, yeah.
In the Living Bible. And as a part of what I do when I read Proverbs. But that verse stirred my spirit, and I felt led to begin a study through the scriptures on a long, good life.
Not surprising. We found seven ways to live a long, good life, and there are more. But beginning with a verse from our daily reading of Proverbs. First, the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord will give you a long, good life. Think on that. Proverbs 10, verse 27 in the Living Bible. Proverbs 10, verse 27. Reverence for God adds hours to each day. So how can the wicked expect a long, good life?
Honey, what does the Bible call the good life?
Well, in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 18, it says, "Behold that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor, that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion."
According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for good is H2896. H2896, and it means good, pleasant, agreeable, excellent, rich, happy, prosperous. Now, that's what I call a good life.
A good description.
That's right. No, that's not really
not
true,
totally
though.
True.
Not totally true. By definition, it's what God calls the good life.
Hallelujah. In Psalm 102, verse 1, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is a man who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who delights greatly in his command." And it also says in Psalm 103, he gives us, I got to think how this goes. He gives us food in our particular age and season so that our youth is renewed like the eagle, strong, overcoming, and soaring. That's
yes.
Not the exact translation, but it's
close
enough.
Close. Second, honoring your parents, whether you feel they deserve it or not, will give you a long, good life.
In Exodus 20, verse 12, in the Living Bible, it says, "Honor your father and mother that you may have a long good life in the land the Lord your God will give you."
And by the way, the scripture doesn't say, honor your father and mother if they're good people. If they live the kind of life you think they should. If they buy you what you want, when you want it. The commandment says to honor your mom and dad so that you may have, that you may live a long time on earth. Honoring your parents, truthfully, is more for your benefit than theirs.
Third, obedience to God's instructions will give you a long, good life. Proverbs 4, verse 10. Proverbs 4, 10 in the Living Bible says, my son, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. You know, we're directed to not just listen to his instructions, but to do what it is that God is instructing us to do. In Deuteronomy 5, verse 32 in the Message Bible, it says, so be very careful to act exactly as God commands you. Don't veer off to the right or to the left. Walk straight down the road God commands so that you'll have a good life and live a long time in the land that you're about to possess.
Fourth, wisdom will give you a long, good life and so much more. Have you ever wondered about the kind of life God wants you to live? The only way to know is to see what he says about you.
That's right. In Proverbs 3, verses 16 and 17, Proverbs 3, 16 and 17, in the Living Bible, it says, wisdom gives a long, good life, riches, honor, pleasure, peace.
Look at the thing, honey, that scripture, the five things that wisdom gives us. For, number one, a long, good life. Number two, riches. Number three, honor. Number four, pleasure. Number five, peace. Now you know why the Bible says wisdom is a principal thing.
That's because wisdom is God. It says in Proverbs 4, 7, wisdom is the principal
thing.
That's it. Hallelujah. Fifth, watching what comes out of our mouths will give us certainly help and go a long way toward a long, good life. Psalm 34, verses 12 and 13. Psalm 34, 12 and 13 in the Living Bible says, do you want a long, good life? Then watch your tongue, keep your lips from lying. And in 1 Peter 3, 10 in the Living Bible, we're told, if you want a happy, good life, keep control of your tongue and guard your lips from telling lies. So we've seen it in the Old Testament and the New. And then reverting back here to Isaiah 55:11. Isaiah 55, verse 11 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect or useless. But it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
The words coming out of our mouths will not be lost, wasted, empty, or without success.
Think about that.
The spoken word cannot be stopped, changed, deleted, erased, short-circuited, or come back empty-handed. Not only that, the word has the ability. Hear me now. The word has the ability to make something out of nothing.
The Message Bible translation of Isaiah 55:11 says it this way. So will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. Sixth, being honest in all your dealings in the workplace and the marketplace will give you a long, good life.
Honey, you know, I remember once making a deposit at our local Wells Fargo bank. I gave the teller cash to get some nickels, dimes, quarters, ones, and fives. Upon arriving back at the office, I realized she'd given me $16 too much in rolled nickels. I called the teller, told her a mistake, and let her know I'd bring the money back in such a manner as not to embarrass her. Let me clearly say, that $16 was not the wealth of the wicked being transferred to the righteous.
That's right. He does it above board and honestly. Deuteronomy 25, 13 through 15. Deuteronomy 25, verses 13 through 15 in the Living Bible says, in all your transactions, you must use accurate scales and honest measurements so that you will have a long, good life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. The verse says, in all our transactions. Proverbs 20, verse 23, Proverbs 20, 23 in the Message Bible translation says, God hates cheating in the marketplace. Rigged scales are an outrage. Honey, we have to be and promote honesty in the workplace. And as it's mentioned in Proverbs 11, verse 1, Proverbs 11, 1 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, a false balance and unrighteous dealings are extremely offensive and shamefully sinful to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
7, faithfulness through adversity will give you a long, good life.
Job 42, verses 16 and 17. Job 42, 16 and 17 in the Living Bible says, Job lived 140 years after that, living to see his grandchildren and great-grandchildren too. Then at last he died, an old man, after living a long, good life.
Like Job, our faithfulness will produce rewards, including a long, good life. See, God is not looking for below average or even average stewards. He's looking for believers who understand and practice faithfulness, integrity, and excellence.
Matthew 25, verse 2 in the New Living Translation says, now a person who is put in charge as a manager must be faithful. As God finds those who demonstrate their ability to be faithful stewards, he is going to reward them, that will be us, with a long, good life. In Matthew 25, verses 14 and 15, it says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
What you have in the moment is what God thinks you can handle. But if you prove yourself faithful, you'll be given more and more. If we want a long, good life, honey, we need to be about his business 24/7. There's one more thing that we felt led to share on this call. It concerns prayer. Someone once said, pray not until God hears you, but until you listen to God.
Hallelujah. You're going to be preaching about that soon.
I will. That's a powerful way to end today's call.
Amen. Pray not until God hears you, but until you listen to God.
That's it. Hallelujah. Well, if you've been blessed with the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. Sow wherever I ask. And check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.